It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. It's the Friday edition today. We're winding up our teaching on the armor of God. We've been teaching the book of Ephesians verse by verse, and today we're on verse 17, which says in chapter 6, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Yesterday, we spoke about the importance of that helmet of salvation, to have the assurance to know that you're going to heaven, that you have eternal life, that God has given you this, and you don't have to be afraid when you die. That is so vital and so important. And today we look at the sixth piece of the armor, which is probably the most common piece of armor that the Roman soldier had that everybody could see visibly. It was both an offensive weapon and a defensive weapon. It's the sword. The Roman soldier had this magnificent sword that he would use to fight the battle. He would use that sword to defend himself, and he would use that sword to go on the attack mode against his enemy. I believe most people today don't even stop to think the fact that they're facing a battle. They consider life as just a journey from this earth to heaven, but they don't realize that Satan, our adversary, goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And we must put on the full armor of God if we're going to withstand Satan's attacks. So many people are knocked down and defeated in life simply because they didn't put on the armor of God. Just as the Roman soldier would never consider going off to battle without his sword, so we as Christians, friend, must take the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. It's so important in our lives. It's so vital in our spiritual warfare. You may have Bibles on every table, on every room of the house, but if you don't have it in your heart, it's not going to do you any good. I want you to notice that God didn't say, go make your own sword. He said, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. He has thoroughly prepared us in his word for every battle we will fight against the enemy. When Satan brings an attack against me, whether it's an attack against my body, an attack against my mind, whatever it is, God has already prepared me by giving me scriptures that I can go to and dig out in his word and use those scriptures to combat the devil. Now, the writer of Hebrews, he described this sword a little better for us. He said in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, he says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword." Then he goes on to describe how it separates spirit and soul. Friend, you might be thinking the word of God is old and that it's outdated for today. But I'm here today to tell you the word of God is so vital, and it's so written for the very hour we live in. And if you take up God's sword of the Spirit, you'll be able to win in this battle we call life. You know, the Bible gives us a great example of using the sword of the Spirit when we study the life of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that when Jesus began his ministry, he went into the wilderness and he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And what does Satan do? Satan comes appearing to him at the end of this battle when physically Jesus was probably so weak he had not eaten anything for 40 days. And then the devil comes to him, and it says in Matthew 4 and verse 4, Satan came to him and he said, "If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread." Notice how Satan begins with the word "if." He always tries to instill doubt and unbelief in our mind. Did he actually think he could convince Jesus that he was not the Son of God? "If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread." You see, the devil knew that if Jesus would have ate bread after fasting 40 days, it would have locked up his stomach and killed him physically. So Satan comes at him, and what does Jesus do? Jesus replies with the word of God. He said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." What did Jesus do? He picked up his sword of the Spirit, And he fought the devil with that sword by saying, "It is written." Then Satan comes to Jesus a second time. He takes him high up into the mountain to look at the pinnacle of the holy city of Jerusalem. And he tells him to throw himself down and prove that he is the Christ. And so what does Jesus do? Jesus quotes in verse 7 again, "It is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." See, friend, Jesus is giving us the example of how we fight the devil. We do it with the word of God. It even happened again, a third time, in verse 10. Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And the Bible says, then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Jesus is giving us an example of what we do when Satan comes bombarding our mind. We need to take the sword of the Spirit and we speak the word of God to the enemy, and it will send him packing. This happens with depression. This happens with fear. This happens with anxiety. When all these things bombard our mind and the devil tries to bring us down and paralyze us spiritually, what do? We quote the word of God. But in order to quote the word of God, you got to know the word of God. So we begin to read and study the scriptures. What does the Bible tell us? Paul wrote to Timothy saying, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So you study out the scriptures and you find God's will. You find what God says about whatever it is you're dealing with. And then you quote it to the devil. Remember, Paul told his spiritual son Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, listen to this, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God might be completely equipped for every good work." Friend, if you're going to be a warrior for God, if you're going to be someone that goes beyond just the bare minimums of existing in society and existing in the church, you want to be on the front line, you better know the word of God. He gave us the word so that we could be thoroughly equipped for every battle that we're going to face. Remember in our text in Ephesians 6, Paul told us to be strong in the Lord, put on the full armor of God. Then he tells us why, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. He tells us that when the day of evil comes, you'll be able to stand. So when it feels like you're going to die from the sickness that's really bringing you down, you go to the word of God and you read, "He himself bore our infirmities and carried our diseases, and by his stripes we are healed." And with that, you're using the word of God to ward off that attack of the enemy and to build faith in your heart to fight the good fight of faith. Remember when we studied about the shield of faith? I shared with you that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Sometimes we need to speak these verses out loud. It's not enough just to think them, because when you hear it, then it will build your faith. Perhaps today you would say, "Keith, my life is going pretty smooth right now. There's not a lot of waves rocking the boat, and I just don't really know that I need to do this." Listen, friend, if it hasn't already happened, the day will come when you find yourself under attack from the devil. And when you do, you better have a sword. You better pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Because with that sword of the Spirit, you can not only withstand and fight against all the blows the devil swings at you with his sword, then you can go on the offensive and say, "Satan, it is written. This is what God says, and this is what I believe." When I tell you today that it's so important to read God's word and get it in your heart, I'm not telling you this to put you under the law or to make you feel bad that you don't read the Bible enough. I'm telling you this because you need the ammunition for the battle that you're going to fight. David said, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And God's word is so vital in our life, friend. We need to get it in our heart. Maybe you would say today, Keith, I've never been one to just pick up the Bible and read it. It just don't make sense to me. It's like I'm reading a foreign language. Well, first of all, get a translation you can understand. I usually use the NIV and New American Standard. I love the Message, which is a paraphrase of the Bible. Get a translation you can understand. And then as you begin reading it, it'll bear witness in your heart. Something will come alive inside of you and you'll go, wow, God is speaking to me. Because it is the Word of God, friend. And as you begin reading it and getting the Word of God in your heart, make it a part of every day of your life. I always encourage people to pray before they read the Bible, because ask God to just open it up to you. Ask Him to make it come alive to you. And He'll do that, friend. And the Bible will become a vital, important part of your life. In Ephesians 6, Paul goes on in verse 18 and he tells us, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." You know, a lot of people debate whether or not Paul is saying here that prayer is also a part of the armor. Obviously, it was not a part of the Roman soldiers' armor. But I do believe that prayer is so vital in our spiritual warfare. Paul said, pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Sometimes you don't even know what to pray, so you just pray in the Spirit. Commune with God. And he says, with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. You see, when you finish praying for yourself and all your needs and your family and all their needs, pray for the people that go to your church. Pray for the people that live in your neighborhood. And then Paul said in verse 19, pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. You know, as a pastor, I never take for granted the prayers that people pray for me. I'm so thankful that I have people in my church, people that listen to Fresh Oil, who pray for me on a daily basis and ask God to give me the words to speak. Paul is going to close out his book here to the church at Ephesus. In verse 21, he says, Tychius, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything so that you also may know how I am and what I am doing. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you. So Paul is sending this man named Tychius to the church there to give him an update on how Paul's doing as he's imprisoned in Rome. And then in verse 23, he said, peace to the brothers and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Paul's going to go on and wish him one more thing. First of all, peace is a wonderful thing to wish anybody. It's not the absence of conflict, but it's the calm assurance in the midst of the storm that everything's going to be okay. Then he wished him what? Grace. God's ability in you to do for you what you cannot do in yourself. Paul wished this great church peace, and he wished them grace. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. Friend, I have so enjoyed this verse-by-verse study on the book of Ephesians. Today we wind it up. We've been talking all week long about our armor that we are to put on a daily basis. Dress ourselves with the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet shod with the gospel of peace. Take up the shield of faith. Take the sword of the Spirit. Fight the enemy with the armor God has equipped you with, friend. Thanks so much for joining me for Fresh Oil. And friend, I want you to go by the website at wenedgod.com. Drop me a note. Tell me what radio station you're listening to. Walk in grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at wenedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.